The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Jono's stressed out.
I am a little bit stressed out, and rightly so as well. There's now a way you can look into the future, so to speak, when it comes to your male pattern baldness, and the study will show you whether or not you are likely to go bald in the near future based upon your fingers. So first of all, men, this is terrifying. I don't know why you're looking at your hands, Nat.
Oh, men.
I think it's just men only on this one.
Okay.
I think anyway, at least. So if you have alopecia, male pattern baldness, right, there's a specific test. It's andronic alopecia. If you're going to have this, here's what you got to look at. Your ring finger, if it is longer than your index finger, bad news for you folks, you're 6 times more likely to go bald.
Joey, how are you doing there with your hands?
I look fine.
Yeah,
I'm not going bald.
Well, right. I mean, you do have a gorgeous head of hair.
Beautiful, you've dreadlocks, right? Mine, bit more of a McDonald's arch going on the front of my head here.
I know,
and my
I
mom's
mentioned
family.
The McSpicy, but you don't have to, like, you know.
I am a McSpicy.
You really are.
But my mum's family are all absolutely bald. Runways up here
your
for
Leinster. Dad has a great head.
Dad has great hair, but unfortunately, genetically speaking, it doesn't come from your dad's side of the family, does it? It comes from your mum's side, male pattern baldness. And if you look at my fingers right over here, my ring finger is not just a little bit longer,
no, noticeably.
Significantly longer.
It really is.
Than my index finger. And it's apparently a sign of high testosterone occurrence within the womb. That's what that means, a longer ring finger. So I've got loads of testosterone. However, I'm going to be bald.
Well, can some HRT help with that?
I don't know, but I don't think that's something I want to. I don't know if I want to dabble into that, like, you know, messing around with the hormones and stuff.
No, I'm not suggesting you should, but maybe talk to somebody about it. Yeah. Or, you know what, take
it's
your
vitamins.
Probably
cheaper than a hair transplant.
Take your vitamins.
What's that going to do for it exactly?
There's vitamins for nail and hair and stuff.
Yeah, but
lots
I don't know if it's going
it.
To. I don't know if
it,
I think it makes it grow longer.
Grow more and, you know, replenish. A lot of people, like, you know, have thinning hair.
I
men
feel like
and
it's
women.
It's a tomorrow issue. I'm not going to tie myself into this and get concerned about it today, but it's
the same way you take your vitamin C.
Hmm?
Maybe you just pop an extra one.
Maybe. I'm slightly terrified now. It's Valentine's Day and I'm going bald. Is there anything else that. Anything else anyone wants to throw in there today?
And I didn't bring you anything to make you
know
feel-
what? I almost stopped at the petrol station, then I realised how much of a kick in the teeth it would have been.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
The aliens are coming.
So I don't want to put the scares up anybody, but
no.
I wouldn't be at all shocked. But the White House has said they can neither confirm nor deny that this may be extraterrestrial. They don't believe that it is, mind you.
Yeah.
But they don't have any idea how these things that have been shot down, of which there has been four confirmed things have been shot down. One was a weather balloon. Three further were objects that they don't entirely know what they are, about the size of a car. No idea how they were holding up there and suspending themselves in midair. And now they're like, well, it could be anything really, couldn't it?
Defo
including
a
aliens.
UFO.
Yeah, definitely unidentified, but we don't know exactly what. We want to find out what track you would play because I'm no longer saying if. When the aliens land, what would you like to play for them?
Well, we already kicked off, you know, the sort of topic of conversation with police every breath you take, which I think is very appropriate. But I feel like they probably brainwashed into writing this one from Rockwell, so I'd play this for them. They want us to know they're
accurate.
Watching.
So what, you think that they instill this into Rockwell's mind to be like, guys, we're going to give you a song that's going to be a heads up in
just
advance.
Just to let you know we're coming. We're
got
here.
It.
And now they're like, guys, what have you done with Earth?
Yeah, take us somewhere else. Joey, what do you think the aliens would love to hear when they arrive?
I think they would appreciate the Bee Gees with Staying Alive.
You think the Bee Gees? I think that's more of a theme song for us.
It has a nice groove to
it.
It
has a nice ring to it. I would just be brutally honest with them. I think you need to be, in modern times, you need to be brutally honest. You need to be like, listen, guys, you gave us a shot at, like, you know, this whole existence thing.
Yeah.
And what we managed to churn out for you was something like this. So can you just make it as quick and as painless as possible,
I mean,
please? And we'll just shuffle off this planet for you. No
let's
issue.
Let's be honest. To them, we are Barbie girls and boys.
Yeah. 0487.
Like, they're just like toys for us to play with down there.
I don't know, maybe they're nice, friendly people. We have no idea.
Well, we'll soon find out.
I feel
I'm
like
sure.
This could be a genuine chat we'll be having in the very near future. And for some reason, it wouldn't shock me at all that the aliens would have landed.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Alpha, what would you play for the aliens if they landed?
Especially the intro of We Will Rock You.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I love the intro.
Okay, that's giving me spine tingles, but not in a good way. You know, you can just imagine them marching out of the spaceship to this.
I think this would be perfect.
Like,
this would be a great song to play for them. Alpha, I love it. Are you concerned that aliens might be arriving? You know, because we've been seeing so many sightings in the sky. Are you worried?
Not that really.
Given the last
look at her laugh. That was a menacing laugh there, Alpha.
Given the last 4 years, I feel like it's the least of our worries, really. The aliens landing, really, isn't it? I'm not really too concerned.
I mean, why are we just assuming that it's going to be, you know, not a peaceful gathering of aliens. Yeah. Maybe they're here to help us. Maybe they're like, listen, we're just going to put everything right.
We may not know.
Do you think they're already here, Alpha?
I don't think so.
Are She's you, not are you one of them? Say.
You've got a name like Alpha. Are you one of them? Be honest.
Yeah, actually, I was thinking about it. Maybe.
You might be. See? She's not even she's sure. So that's good. I'm glad
that's
you're being
how
honest.
They do it.
I'm glad you're being honest, Alpha. Look, we know that you're here now.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Good morning, Carl.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
You've sent us a wonderful meme this morning, Carl, and you said that the a German woman tried to warn the US about mystery objects in the sky about 40 years ago. I'm going to play everybody this. 99 red balloons. Carl, you're absolutely onto a winner there.
Yeah, you win.
So when they do land, Carl, when they do manage to get here, what song do you want to play for them? What do you think we should play them?
I think we should play Chris Rea's The Road to Hell and discourage them from landing.
And discourage them, okay. Yeah,
wow.
That's good.
Really selling earth to them there.
Yeah, Carl, you've
hit them away. Otherwise, we're all in trouble.
Yeah, but what I thought as well, if you played Aqua, that would probably also frighten them away. But both are great options there, Carl. I reckon like something. The reason I'm going for cheesy is just they'll go, you know what, guys? It's fine. This place is done. Let's go and find somewhere else. Like do this, and then do the dance, right? Yeah. So welcome them with the Macarena. We're like, hi everybody, welcome to Earth now. Hey.
Yeah, but you know what I am imagining them coming off the little walking path. You know the thing that descends so that they can come out of the spaceship, right? Doing it as well.
What if they've already, what if they're
they
the ones who gave
know.
Us it? That's
be
the
like,
worst.
Yes, Earthlings, we're with you. Let's cha-cha.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Good morning, Dev. How are you?
Boy, I tell you, I am really very, very scared of this one. I don't know if you people take this one. This is a serious matter.
Would you be scared genuinely? Because, I mean, what if they're already here, Dev?
It's a serious matter. When we heard it first in the US, then Canada, New York, Belgium, all over, I think we need to get in Will Smith and the team and the black team. We have to get them with them big guns. We have to go for this thing.
But we're assuming they're dangerous. They might not be.
Oh, that's the bad boy. For them to be all over the place, had they been friendly, they would have landed long time in Dubai and serving us tea.
They would, you know. I think this is the place they would have come to. They would have been like, hey, this place seems to have it sorted. This place seems to have figured it out.
Best place on earth.
The whole world, from their blankets in everywhere, it is clear they are here not to take over. So I think seriously, we have to get our sis, get some amoeba, line up some sis, and cover up the place. A serious matter.
Dev,
so funny.
I honestly thought they just arrived. They just tell us, hey lads, we're going to sort out the problems that you have in this planet.
Yeah, we have to get this one sorted out. So we have to get some men in black, and we might have to get Shaggy and him team for some really bombastic thing. And we have to hit back.
No, I'm going to play the songs because I think that one is perfect. Shaggy. Men in black.
Yeah, we have to hit back. Yeah.
Absolutely would work perfectly. And then you think, what, Shaggy? Because, what, I mean, sounds...
She called me Mr. You know Boom.
It's a bombastic thing. We have to hit back. We definitely can't sit back at all.
Dev.
I thought you were going to go with, it wasn't me.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't me would also have been fine as well.
I tell you, it didn't have the background to come up to.
Dev, I don't love your taking it because you've gone down the route that it might be not exactly what we're hoping for when they come to visit us, but I do love your songs. They were well picked this morning, Dev.
Nice. You take it easy, guys. Keep flowing.
See you later, mate. It's bye, a pleasure to speak to you.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Come on. Theorem Stretcher.
As always, Susan joins us to bring some savings into our Monday morning. And would it have been Valentine's week, Susan? I'm so glad that you've gone down the flowers route to try and save us some cash this morning.
Yes, good morning, guys. So the big topic of the week, obviously, Valentine's Day. So flowers can be so expensive this time of the year. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So instead of spending hundreds on a bouquet, I suggest that you go to Ace Hardware and pick up a live flower pot. It's only 25 dirhams and it looks stunning. You just wrap up some paper around the bottom of the pot and ribbon around it, and you have this beautiful budget-friendly present. And the best part is it lasts much longer than any bouquet.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. That's a great shout.
That's a great idea. Think of all the money you're going to save. The cheapest bunch of flowers I saw yesterday, by the way, was a solid 210 dirhams. And that was at like a proper supermarket where they were looking for crazy money for what looked like rubbish roses. So it really is much better to just go in and get an entire vase done already for you, and it'll grow forever. Wonderful. What if you don't want to spend a whole lot of cash on a date out for Valentine's?
Okay, so if you don't want to spend a whole lot of money, I would consider staying at home for a romantic dinner instead. Obviously, like most restaurants have the set menus on these sort of occasions, which can be expensive. So set up something at home instead, like with candles. It does require some planning ahead, but we do have extra discount codes as well for online stores that will also deliver, such as Castagnetto and Dinners Ready, and they have everything you need for a perfect dinner, and obviously it helps you save so much money.
And it's also romantic.
Yeah, kind of. Unless I was cooking, in which case it'd be potentially poisonous. I do love the fact, I don't know if you've seen these, but a whole lot of stores are doing the Love Sausage range. So they're actually sausages in the shape of hearts that they've got. Like, there's a beef sausage you can get in the shape of a heart. They have a lamb one as well, which looks like a kebab, just in the shape of a heart. So if you do want to make it extra special, or not, as the case may be, you could get a Love Sausage.
Well, you know what else you could do? You could get one of those cookie cutters, heart-shaped cookie cutters, right? Cut out the shape of a heart in a piece of bread, and then crack an egg in there and make a heart-shaped fried egg for someone.
That's so cute.
It really is. And it doesn't sound like something that's out of the realms of possibilities for me. And a final one for the families this week, who kids been off for the half term. What have you got, Susan?
Correct. So it's also school break this week. So if you're looking for something to do on the cheap, I would recommend, and also keep the kids entertained, Expo City Dubai are hosting free movie nights until this Saturday, 18th of February. So there are two sessions on daily, one at 6:30, another at 8:30, and tickets are available for free on a first-come, first-served basis. So just bring along a chair, picnic blanket, some snacks, and you can even bring your furry friends along as well to the
Oh, that's so great.
That is amazing. And the movies are good as well. They have, like, Toy Story is going to be on, Finding Nemo. They've got Black Panther as well. That's very, very cool.
Yeah, tell us on the Instagram if you want to know what movies they've got on.
Which is incredible. And, of course, your Instagram as well, which you can check out. Durham Stretcher by Some is where you can find out all of these tips and have a look at the French village that you guys went to check out over the weekend at Riverland. Susan, as always, an absolute pleasure to speak to you this morning.
Thank you so much, guys.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
We're both feeling quite sprightly today. Got a good night's sleep, went to bed nice and early, but everyone I speak to at the moment in the last week or so is having trouble sleeping.
All right.
Right? And I've got a very unusual answer for you. We all know the sound of rain and nature and thunder can soothe you and lull you to sleep. We know that, you know, a little bit of lavender on your pillow can help you out. But what about this? The crackling, delicious sound of turkey bacon cooking.
Is that what that is? It sounds like raindrops on an aluminium
roof.
It does,
but
no. I love it.
It's bacon cooking.
So this is what? Going to send me off to the land of Nod?
Apparently, experts are saying that this is even more effective than the sound of like thunder and rain, because that can startle you a little bit.
Could it now?
It's kind of like akin to the sound of wood fire crackling, right?
It is. Except wood fire crackling, when I hear that wood fire, I don't really get hungry. Now I'm like,
the smell of this can wake you up in the morning and make you feel fresh.
Right.
It's like, I'm hungry, I want to wake up, right? Whereas the sound of it will lull you to sleep. Just think about it.
I'm going to choose a white noise machine with rain sounds instead. I get this might be very therapeutic,
but
though.
You could just put this on your phone on YouTube and then just go to Nanites.
Okay, you know what? There are 10-hour long videos of ASMR.
See?
Of buzzing, bacon, sizzling. That's incredible, isn't it? That is a niche
market. I haven't discovered it, and it's not so niche if there's 10 hours worth of this sound on the internet
with
for a
50,000 views on one video alone.
Yeah,
wow.
Try it out if you're having trouble sleeping. Thank me later.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast. Better taste for you.
Cheap Eats.
So Arva, what are you going to inspire us to eat this week?
All right, so this one is perfect for road trips, which I know is big on people's agendas right now, given the weather. So make, you know, maximize it, especially if you're headed out towards Fujairah. This is a place you need to look up. It's called Kebab Al-Bastakia. Have you been there?
No, I have not. How have I missed out on this?
It's really not a hidden gem for people who constantly make these Fujairah road trips. Like when I posted about it, everyone seemed to know about it except me. So if you don't know about it now, you will get to know about it. It's called Kebab Al-Bastakia. And the perfect thing is it's located right by all of the super fancy resorts. So it is perfect if you're going for a staycation and you are so done with, you know, paying the prices of resort food. You just want something really simple. Just want to, you know, roll up your sleeves and get into something that doesn't have a million syllables behind it on the menu. This is the place to go. And I was shocked. I mean, I guess it's also the shock of walking out of a resort and then suddenly seeing the prices on this menu, even compared to kebab houses in Dubai, obviously compared to kebab houses in Dubai, the prices are so much lower. Mm-hmm. But it's not just that. It's not just low prices. The food was fantastic. Like, the kebabs were actually really, really good. We got their mixed grill, which I think for about 5 big skewers, it was about maybe 60 dirhams.
Oh, that's cheap.
That's amazing.
And then, yeah, with all of the bread. And the nice thing about their lavash bread is it doesn't go dry. And I don't know how what is different about it, but it just doesn't go dry after a couple of minutes, which often lavash tends to
get. It gets dry and crumbly usually, yeah.
No, this one was perfect. We also got their ghemeh. So whenever I go to a Iranian restaurant for the first time, I always have to get their ghemeh just to see, like, what is their stew game like. I think it's the next level of cooking at a restaurant level. So their ghemeh, which is basically a split pea, I think it's a split pea stew, and it has these little nubs of meat in it. That was on point. It was, I think, one of the few places that does very tiny little morsels of meat, so they become completely tender. It's not the big chunks, just tiny little tender bits that you just sort of, it just melts in your mouth. So good. Their ghemeh was very good.
Jonna, what are you doing Saturday? Road trip, I think.
I'm looking at the menu currently. It's a huge menu, right? But it's obviously, they've got, you know, the specialities that they're doing, and you can see that they've gone really heavy on the sandwiches, but they've got a selection of sandwiches here that just looks next level. I'm talking like stuff that I didn't even think goes in a sandwich normally. And they're doing kilos of meat as well. And you just said it's all relatively cheap prices.
Absolutely. Yeah. So if you wanted to do your own barbecue, I guess you could just get your raw meat, which, you know, a lot of Iranian kebab houses give you that option. But I would say, at least for the first trip, just get a selection of all the different kebabs so you can figure out which ones you like. They do everything from your kebab the jojje masti, which is with the yogurt, the purak bahraini, which is the one with the dried lime. I mean, all of it.
And the kubide and the bad. Everything. Yeah.
Look, yeah, and this. I won't say that any of their kebabs are the best. I know people always like to ask me, like, is it the best in Kubide? It's not about that. It's about the feeling of being out in Fujairah and just having a really solid, good plate of kebabs. There's nothing about that plate that I would complain about.
You sold me on the ghemeh, the khoreshte ghemeh, so I'm going to go there just for that. And what I need to know is there a beach nearby so that I can go and take a nap afterwards?
There's right in front of the beach. I just looked. Like, just on the Corniche by Banana
Belly
Island,
up,
right?
That's what needs to happen.
Tremendous. Hey, the family meal deal for 5. That looks like it's right up Nats's alley. And it's as cheap as, anyway, as well. 300 dirhams for that. Arva, tremendous. As usual, Frying Pan Adventures. Maybe we need to do a Fujairah version and take a tour up there.
You know, we actually have done one in the past.
Of course you have. Because you guys are just like the queens of food in the UAE. That's what you are.
Arva, pleasure as always. Thanks for chatting to us. We'll speak to you next Wednesday.
Always a pleasure. Have a scrumptious week ahead, guys.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Day before Valentine's. That's your warning, by the way, to go and get something today that's not petrol station flowers, because you don't want to do that for Valentine's.
A day that a lot of people get engaged or get married on. I mean, why get married on Valentine's Day? I don't know.
Because you'll remember the date forever.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you won't remember what date you got married.
You can remember the date forever anyway.
Will you?
Yeah,
because
of course
a lot of people don't,
They engrave it on the rings and stuff. It's there.
Right.
A wedding in Daytona has unfortunately taken a turn for the worst after a passing bird pooped on the bride in the middle of her vows.
Oh, you'd be devil. Wouldn't you just
no,
be devil?
Can you imagine going through all that bother? Perfect dress, hair and makeup. It's your dream day. You're marrying the love of your life, hopefully, right?
Yeah.
There you are in the middle of the most romantic vows that you could possibly put together, I hope. And you get pooped on.
But, well, by a bird.
And so she, I mean, in the middle of it, she's like, you know, you make my heart sing, you do this, you're the love of my life, you da da da. I'm sorry, 1 second. Did I just get pooped on?
So what sort of bird was it? Because this matters, because it's about the volume
I think,
of it.
Well, I didn't go into the semantics of what kind of bird. I think it was a pigeon, but she just stopped in the middle of her vows and said to the groom, did I just get pooped on? And he said, I don't know, while laughing and crying from laughter and then patting at her shoulder. And then he's like, and she's like, and she kept saying, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me that I just got pooped on in the middle of this? And he's still laughing and he's like, it smells. I'm sorry, boo.
Oh, that's unfortunate. unfortunate, isn't it? That's
terrible.
You know,
we shouldn't
go. If you're ever wearing a wedding dress, never go to the Meadows, by the way, because there was a crow problem inside there where they are just absolutely vicious things that try to all the time trying to get rid of the, like, just, they wreck you. They destroy you, they destroy your car, everything about them.
Clearly, you've had a personal problem with this yourself.
So if you're a bride on your big day, don't go to the Meadows before you go off to get married, because it's going to wreck it for you.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
You know that KFC herbs and spices and the whole thing about how it's such a heavily guarded secret, nobody really knows what's in there?
Yeah.
Well, now everyone knows what's in there. So here's the deal. Some guy was doing a documentary about KFC and he went around to meet the family of Colonel Sanders. He's a real guy, by the way. Colonel Sanders, who you see on KFC, was a real Colonel Sanders. He was really a colonel and his name was really Sanders. So he actually had written down the secret recipe on the back of a document which was in a family scrapbook. So when they were there doing a documentary about the family that are still there, his nephew specifically, they found Harlan David Sanders' original handwriting of the secret recipe written on the back of his aunt's last will and testament. So now it's up there on the internet for everybody. Salt, thyme, basil, oregano, celery salt, black pepper, dried mustard, paprika, garlic salt, ground ginger and white pepper.
Yum, 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 yum.
Specific
yum
quantities.
All those things.
But they're all easy. It's like 2 tablespoons, 1 tablespoon. So it's the quantities that you got to try and figure out to put them together. And you can make your own blend of the herbs and spices at home.
Do you know what I heard? That apparently McDonald's in Canada is offering Big Mac sauce as a dipping sauce, the way that you would sweet and sour sauce and barbecue sauce and ranch and all of that.
I don't want to put a rumour out there, right? Because that'd be a bad thing. But on eBay, I did once found Big Mac sauce in a large squeezy tub. And I think it's legit, right?
Wait, why haven't I got it? Why haven't you bought it for me?
If I was lucky enough to be working for McDonald's, and I got to be honest with you, I've never had a bad time in McDonald's. I've only had happy times there. It would have been the perfect Valentine's Day for me. It would have been a trip to McDonald's for nuggets. If I worked there, I'd be siphoning off Big Mac sauce. Like every Big Mac I would be putting out there, I'd put a little bit into a little container somewhere in my pocket and then selling that stuff online. It'd be like gold dust, right?
It really would, but I'm thinking if Canada's doing it, we should be doing it.
We should be doing it.
It should be an option. Hey, what would you like with your fries? Big Mac sauce.
It's the one that, it is the best dipping sauce.
It is the best sauce. It's
great
my
idea.
Favorite.
Great idea. Anyway, now, open source. You can find the KFC stuff. Go there. Do it yourself at home. See how it turns out. But ideally get yourself some sort of a fryer that's not going to wreck the kitchen.
Is it going to be finger licking good?
You would hope so.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.